Kodesh Hal Nodos. We're in the Hakdama, and we're on page Zion. Page Zion. Kavdavod is still searching. Why there's no Svarim on Kodesh Hal Nodos? Why is there no Sefer before the Kodesh Hal Nodos came around? Why, he's wondering, why there's no Sefer teaching people? People don't know what to think about. What are they supposed to think about? How are they supposed to think about it? Those of you who have been learning Chavis HaLavis all these years with me, so they know the Chavis HaLavis is extremely, he makes Chavis HaLavis very, he puts it into, he makes lists. It's like a Shulchan Aruch with a Simen and Sifim and A, B, C, D. He's always making lists, do this and then do that and then do this and then do that. So he wanted to know, why is there no such Sefer? He's wondering, that teaches you what to think about. How do you think Hashem Echad? Okay, Hashem's Echad. Now what do I think about? So, you know, he wants to teach you. Okay, so Vamartis, I said, you know, so now he's established already, logically, Torah Shem Ksav, Torah Shem El Peh, it's pervasive, it's the foundation of all the mitzvahs, it's so important, it's all around you. So what's going on here? So he says, "Amarti Shema Sug Zemen Hamitzvus Ena Mistayif L'Chiyuvim Rabbe Hamispar." Maybe it's just like it's a one shot deal. It doesn't cover that many mitzvahs. It's not really that nogeya. It doesn't touch upon many mitzvahs. It's like one mitzunsum dika thing that you have to have good thoughts. Well, the figure kitzru b'biyuro. There's nichu kviyasu b'sefer hamiyuchad lo. You know, then okay, Hashem Echad. That's all. So that's all. There's not that much to say about it. What are you going to write? Tefillin, you got to write how to make it and where to put it and what happens if you make a bracha and you talk out. Like there's so many dinim. But here, what are you going to say? You have to hold Hashem's Echad. Okay, you have to hold Hashem's Echad. Like now what? So there was nothing to write a sefer about. But the kasher bossi limnosin olafartan. But then I looked into it. I delved into it. Mitzosin rabos maod. It's never ending. Kasher masafin. Also, when you start detailing the details of chodesh halvavos, achachashavti. I realize, you know something. Kimaimer hachasav alavasholam. The statement of David Hamelech. L'chol tichla ra'isi kates. To every goal, it's limited. Every goal has a limit. You reach the goal and you're at the goal line. But rechava mitzvahs chomiyod. But your mitzvahs taira is limitless. Any goal has a limit, has boundaries. But mitzvah secha have no boundaries. Says the Chavis HaLavis, I don't know. They have boundaries. 613 mitzvahs. I don't know. The 613. Look, I can count them. I go from 1 to 613. What's limitless? 613. You have to eat matzah Pesach night. It starts at 8 o'clock at night, and you have to do it by Chatzos. That's pretty, it's limited, that's 4 hours. So what's the big deal? 5 hours. So he says, ooh, the scavling b'kach l'chodes halvavas, the Chavis Halvavas says. When David HaMelech says, l'chol tichla ro'isi kates, for every goal I have found limits, but your mitzvahs are limitless, he's talking about chodes halvavas, ki chodes ha'ivarim misporim mugbol. Ketariag mitzvahs, about 613 mitzvahs. He says about because some of the mitzvahs are chavis halvavos. So there's less than 613 chavis ha'ivarim. Avol chavis halvavos hare rabim ma'od ain't sof leprotehen. There's no limit to the human mind. We're talking about a person's appreciation of Hashem. There's mamish no limit to it. You appreciate, and tomorrow you think of more things to appreciate. Just like Hashem is ain't sof. So appreciation of Hashem is Ein Sof, and understanding of Hashem is Ein Sof, and Avas Hashem is Ein Sof, and all the Chodesh Halvavos of all the mitzvahs, that's what David HaMelech was talking about. So you have this huge thing, there's so much to say. So why didn't they make a sefer teaching people what to think and how to think, what not to think? The Amarti, then I said, you know something? V'shem ha'hem kol kach pshutim u'brurim. By the way, this is a good Musa man. If anybody's thinking of writing a Sefer, you have to be prepared to write a Hakdama a couple of pages long. Why, who do you think you are writing such a Sefer? Like, you see, he's like very defensive, if you noticed. Like, what brought him to write the Sefer? The Amarti, wait till you see what he says later. He says, after he made all the Cheshbonos, I'll give you a little hint, a touch of later. After he goes through all of these things that he keeps saying, so maybe this, maybe that, maybe that, then he says, okay, we got to write the sefer. Then he said, maybe it's gaiva. I'm going to become a balgaiva if I write the sefer. What do I do? I can't write the sefer, I'll become a balgaiva. We'll wait till we get up to there. You'll see how he resolves that issue. V'amarti, I said to myself, v'shem ahem kol kach pshutim u'brurim, maybe, you know, what are you going to write? Everybody knows these mitzvahs. I don't have to write about them. They don't know where to put on tefillin exactly, you know, Shabbos, certainly, but everybody knows. You ask a child, Hashem Echad, yeah. Ubnei Adam Mekainim also, everybody's doing it. That's why you're Tzarech L'Kodom. So what do you have to write a sefer for? Then I looked around. This Bonanti Ba'alichos Bnei Adam, I looked at people, Barov Hadoros, in the generations, Hamasuorim B'Sforim, that were around at the time the Sforim, Fachovas Eivorim were written. When's the last time? I'm not talking to the present company. The present company is wonderful people. But he means to say, like, when's the last time anybody in the street thought about, I don't know, how wonderful Hashem is and how fantastic it is that Hashem gave him eyesight? You know, Pekeach Ivrim, maybe a fleeting thought crossed his mind. You have to say about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Who thought about it? Who thinks about it? People don't do Chovas Halvavos. Who's afraid of Hashem? Who loves Hashem? Who walks around with a constant awareness of Hashem and Hashem Echad? Pratli Yechidim Ehem. There's a few individuals. Kvishanim Salonu Aleim. They tell stories about them. Avla Hamonim, but the regular folk in the street? Kamuz Kukim Ehem Le'ora Aleim Ula Drach Aleim. Wow, do they need a sefer like this written to teach them what to think and how to think and what to think about and how to reach the Madrega. You know, thinking is also could be superficial. You have to feel it. That's why it's called lev. The lev is the combination of the mind and the emotion. And you have to feel that Hashem is great. And Hashem is all the things that we're Messiah Hashem with. V'koshkin hamoni anshe zmanenu zeh. That was like already a generation or two ago. But now, he lived in Spain in the early 11th century. That's when the Chovas Halvavos lived. So Kolshkein, our people that live nowadays, share his nichu hayudia, the hamaiser of Chovas Haivarim. Oy, I don't want to talk. They don't even do the mitzvahs. I don't know. Yeah, kal v'chaim the Chovas Halvavos. Forget about. Then he says v'cholmish, and then you already have a good person. V'cholmish shechoshek lain b'chachmas haTorah. Whoever wants to, right, whoever is learning. So you think, well, he knows about the Chovas Halvavos, and he does it. Ein matarasu mimeno, he's learning for kavod. Elo lamashi yikori bo chacham eitzol ahamon. People say, wow, there goes a big Talmud chacham. Or a yeshiva, he says, shiurim. He's not going to get any kavod if he learns about Chovas Halvavos. No one's going to say, oh, there goes a guy that thinks Hashem is great, that is always thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What did Hashem do for us? He gave us the man. Hashem sends me parnosa every day. No one's going to say that. They're going to say, "Ooh, what a good shiur he gives. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He could answer shailas that are asked him." That's what people are going to talk about. So that's what people are going to learn. Because they want that kavod. They want that feedback. The Yechoshev Yadon. He'll be a lamdan. He'll be considered a boki. Be'enei. Be'enei. Hamizdamim lachashuvim, you know, yes, you know, people like him, people who are considered chashuv, so they're going to hold of him, and it becomes a cycle. They're going to hold of him, and he's going to hold of them. Who has time to learn Chovas Halvavos? You don't get any cover from Chovas Halvavos, he says. V'nintaponim miyadiyah sefer Torah Hashem, so he doesn't learn the fundamentals of Torah. All the Chovas Halvavos. And he, what does he learn about? El Mashalo Yosef Lo Mailov Lo Yastarbo doesn't purify his soul. So first of all, if you don't touch the lave and you just learn Chovas Haivorim, it doesn't touch the soul. Second of all, if you learn Shalom Lishma, he's really, it's not that simple. He's describing someone that learns L'Shem Kavod. Someone that learns to get a position. To be chashuv, so that person certainly the Torah doesn't touch his soul and purify his soul. In the Nachshir, right, we have the prototypes of this, are really a Korach, Chumash. The prototypes of this are Korach, Doeg, and Achitofel. These are huge Talmid Chachamim, major league Talmid Chachamim, who were Fadorban people, we say in Yiddish, who were very mushchastic people. And they certainly, the Torah did not purify their souls. There was no Chovas Halvadas there. They had an agenda. They wanted to get ahead in the world. They wanted to have positions of power. They wanted to have positions of kavod. And the Chovas Halvadas demands that you do it L'Shem Shemayim. The Chovas Halvadas, one of the major, major league Chovas Halvadas that we'll learn about a Mitzvah Hashem in Shar Yichud HaMaiseh, is that you're doing it because it's Hashem's will, and that's all. You don't care about anything else. That's not simple. So, but that's what people do. They learn, and they're learning, they're off base. They don't learn Chavdus Halvavus, so they're just learning things that, you know, doesn't do them any good, doesn't do their souls any good. Bashir Ilu, so I'm adding to that, it doesn't do their souls any good, because also they're learning Shalom Lishma. If they would learn Lishma, then I would think that there is somewhat of a Tyrus HaNefesh that works and that will ultimately bring them to Chovas Halvavos. Now, this is a Chiddush. If you would ask the Chovas Halvavos, should you learn Torah Shalo Lishma, I don't know what he would say. He would say, I guess, maybe he would admit maybe that we talk Shalo Lishma Bo Lishma, I guess. It doesn't sound like he's too hopeful, though. Vasher ilu lo yudo, if the guy doesn't know, let's say the guy's learning Tosefta Tyrus. So if he doesn't know it, lo yanena shalof. It's okay. Not missing much. You have to know what he means. It means, if it doesn't touch your soul, then if he doesn't learn it, he's not missing. V'nisalem, and you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't learn Yisodei Doso V'tzivir Terozo. He doesn't learn the fundamentals of Torah. He doesn't walk around with a burning love for Hashem. He doesn't feel like he's under surveillance. He doesn't do things l'shma. He doesn't love his fellow Jew. Right? He bears a grudge. These are all chovas halvavos. Asher ein lo hisnatzlus, he doesn't have an excuse really, Ali Yediyosam, for his salmus mehem, and the fact that he ignores it. V'lo titochen lo shum mitzvah b'li Yediyosam v'asiyosam. Now he says, let me finish up this paragraph. When Yediyos yichad Hashem, he says, Yichad Hashem echad. Okay, he says, now this is very much Chovas Halvavos, what he's about to say. This is the Sefer, is very, he says, I want to ask you something. Do you have to think about Hashem's uniqueness and unity and become convinced of it and prove it to yourself and really not just believe it, but know that it's true. Look at nature and you see how face, I don't know, the rain cycle. You can look at nature and you see an Achdus Hashem, you see everything works. The world works, right? If you know astronomy, all the stars and the planets, it works with the clouds, with the plants, photosynthesis, I don't know. Hashem Echad. Who needs it? My Rebbe, my mother, they all taught me, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Say, no, Hashem Echad, that's all. Maybe it's enough that my grandpappy told his son and my father told me Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. K'derech she'omer mahamon, like people say, b'li raya v'hochacha. If you would ask them, how do you know? Are you convinced of it? Are you sure? Let's say someone like tries to say. V'yim chayovim onu. So he says that people don't delve into this. Right, Hashem's oneness is not like other things that are one. You say other things are by happenstance happen to be one. Hashem is not just happens to be one. That's why we use the word unique. Hashem can only be one by definition. So you have to think v'echad. You have to be mechalik between Hashem's singularity and other things' singularity. Shu'al derech avara. They just happen to be one. Because you can't think Hashem is one, like you say, I have one pen in my pocket. That's bad. That's not a good thing to think. That's not Achdus Hashem. Hashem is not one in that way, that I have one pen in my pocket. So you have to think about these things. The Kadesh Yudol B'daitenu Inyan Zeh, Hashem's oneness has to be separated Miyeser Ha'achodim Ha'nimtsoim. Olad? Maybe not. Who cares? But it's not so important. The Zemi Mashein Miflat L'dotti M'davas also. But it's not true. Anybody who wants to be a true Maimon B'Hashem has to think about these things, be convinced of them, delve into them, think about them, learn about them. And so the Farish Apostle says, the Adata Yom Vashevosa Elevavecha, Ki Hashem Huhu Elokim Bashemaim Imav, Aloyas Mitocha Seinod. Doesn't just say, listen to what he's saying, the Chavis Lavavis, doesn't just say, the Adata Hayom, the Adata how? Because my father told me, that's how I'm Yodea. Vashevosa Elevavecha, you have to study it, research it. Okay, this is what the Chavis Lavavis says, this is like a very basic principle in his Sefer. Don't accept everything, anything on faith. Not don't accept. You know, till you get to the Madrega, figuring things out on your own. Of course, you're still mechuyev in mitzvahs, and you have to do them. Even a bar mitzvah boy has to do mitzvahs, so he'll do mitzvahs on a low level, mitzvah kabbalah. But by the time you're 47, or some people even are 57. I heard of such a thing. 55, whatever, something like that. Yeah, so by then, you know, if you're still thinking Hashem Echad, like the Bar Mitzvah boy, Chavis Lavavis holds there's something seriously wrong. And even if you learn through Shas, I'm saying over Chavis Lavavis now, you can know a lot of things in Torah, but so did Doeg know a lot of things in Torah, and Achitofel, and Korach. And you have to work on Chavis Lavavis in order to purify your soul, and your heart, and your mind. Stop here.